7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Consciousness Shift with myself. I'm Gwen Berry. I'm down in South Florida. And my co-host, Nicole Tomasini. Nick, you're in Philly tonight, aren't you?
I am. Renegading in Philly.
And our two guests are with us. And before we introduce Sherry and Betty from Star Woman Crystals, we're going to play a little introduction song. Some of you get you ready for the weekend, equal day for night, so we've got balance as our opportunity and gift with the Earth Mother this weekend, Saturday, and I'll give that information out. But first, let's listen to a little something, from, and you know I'm searching for the song now, right? Everybody knows that? Oh, my God, I can't play L-M-N-O. There we go, a little Kathy.
Oh, the waves crash in and the tide pulls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out. To warn the lonely sailor, the lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's bones to the sailor's soul, till there's nothing left that he can hold except the rolling ocean. But I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready I. Had no reason to be frightened, but I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm. Brings you me, the lonely sailor, and when the sky begins to clear, the sun it melts away my fear. I'll cry a silent, weary tear for those that need to love me. But I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready I.
Great song, Gwen.
Yeah, it sort of seems like it's got some planetary significance. What say you, Sherry, Betty?
We're happy to be here and here and now. And it was a very pretty song. I liked it.
Yeah, I've always loved Kathy Mattea. She writes songs that lift us up and bring us around to the place we need to get to when we're going through it, if you will. However, tonight we're going to talk about some of the tools that I'm one of those people who just longs to get back out to the Tucson Gem Show, and you ladies represent a place to go where people can come and find all the good stuff from there. So crystals and gemstones and minerals, and I know you carry a lot more. But I wondered if you'd answer. First of all, would you introduce yourselves to the audience for me?
Hi, I'm Betty from Star Woman Crystals in Tempe, Arizona.
And I'm Sherry from Star Woman Crystals in Tempe, Arizona. And we formed Star Woman Crystals back in January of 2002. And we've been happily working from our home, our cozy showroom.
That
supports our website, starwomancrystals.com. And we've been selling crystals and stones and tools for the light worker all along. And many, many different types of things. We have between 4,000 and 5,000 individual items, and we don't have them all on the website. We found that most people like to feel and touch our crystals and stones. And when people find us on the web and many other ways, like Facebook or Pinterest or Twitter, we have people call us up and say, hey, let me see what you have in, let's say, Moldavite. And then we send them pictures of Moldavite and describe it. And we're very happily selling crystals and stones to people all over everywhere.
That's wonderful. Don't you love it? You do what you love. You make a living. And you're working in your integrity and doing something that you feel good about. That's the wonderful thing. Yes?
One of the things that we wanted to mention that we're having a special for this broadcast that we're so grateful for, Gwen, is that we are offering to all of the listeners the Daughters of Isis Money Mist Spray. Anybody that orders and mentions this program, they are going to get a 10% off of their Money Mist order. So we just wanted to put it out there because that's something we feel very, very strongly about. Is your wonderful, fantastic money mist.
Yes, we have some of the other mists also for Daughters of Isis, but the money mist is our best seller.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm really happy to hear that. That's great. I get some wonderful stories about the money mist. And remember, before we sign off tonight, you guys have got to remind me not to be the cobbler without any shoes.
That's right. We'll remind you that you use your money mist.
How long have we known each other? We've known each other for a while, haven't we?
Well, ever since the last time you were at the trade show in Denver.
Right, INATS. That was 08?
About 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Wow, that's a while. Great. I have a question. What is the stone or the crystal that you all get the most requests for and do the best in selling?
I would say that Moldavite is the most popular one because it's not in every single store, and it's almost like that type of person reaches out for our type of business.
And Moldavite is a meteorite that is found in Czechoslovakia near the Moldau River. That's how it got its name. It's a green translucent stone.
Yes, it is a gem grade gem grade meteorite. It's actually a gemstone. It's the largest in the largest crown of England.
Oh wow, that's cool. Well, that makes sense.
Okay, well, tell our listeners what the properties of moldavite are.
Well, it's funny. The first times that I was reading about it, they talked about how with so many people, especially back in the 80s, they felt that they didn't belong here on Earth. They felt like, oh, my God, I'm from somewhere else. I don't belong here at all. And what moldavite came here for and became in our awareness was more along the lines of, hey, moldavite came from outer space and elsewhere and has made its home here. You can too. You have a purpose here. You have a reason to be here. Make this your home. Be here now. And
wow.
So that is the original understanding that I had of moldavite, and it helped a lot of people with that. Now we're seeing moldavite being of basically a stone that people of a different type of vibration, they're harmonious with it. And that's true with all stones. People are going to be harmonious with different kinds of stones. And so it's always interesting to see who comes in and is either asking for moldavite or is automatically attracted to it without having a clue.
Nick, have you ever worked with moldavite?
Yeah, actually, it was one of, like, the cornerstones or, like, a turning point for me when a friend of mine suggested it to me because I was having those same feelings that you just described, and it really helped me to be able to anchor my energy in myself and in this planet while feeling very connected to outside of the planet, and brought me a lot of clarity. And when I went to get it, it's so funny, I met this girl, and this is like the second or third person since that I've heard the same story that this girl told me, that she wore moldavite like a couple years before, and it totally, like, this, like, everything in her life, like, crumbled. But she realized that it all needed to happen. It's just that she attributed to the moldavite and her tuning into it that really accelerated the process. And then 2 years later, she was like, I'm so much better for it, but I didn't realize it was going to be so harsh. And I heard that from a couple other people too. But I think that's something that happened years ago. Like, I mean, that's my feeling. I feel like the energy now is so much more like palpable and like easier to work with than it was a few years ago.
I personally have always carried a large moldavite that I got in Tucson many years ago, and I'm told right now that what I would pay for it is outrageous, the
wow.
money it would
I'm
cost.
Sure.
I bought it by the gram then, but I purchased it from one of the gentlemen who was importing it directly, and it still is. It's a beautiful large stone, and at the same time, I bought a cut gem that is, God, it's like 6 carats. It's large. It hangs around my neck.
Wow.
It's you've seen it, Nick. It's that triskelion, that triangular cut one that hangs around my neck. It's big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
moldavite has always been one of my cornerstones. Sherry, Betty, do you, either of you, is this a stone that you all resonate with, keep on your own, or is
well,
it just...
Well, we both believe that all the stones are beautiful, and we have to pretend like we don't have a favorite stone when we're around the other stones in our cozy showroom. But for Betty, me, it's mine is labradorite. I just love labradorite. I'm fascinated by that stone.
Wow.
What's that one?
I've had a moldavite piece that's been a favorite of mine since the 80s, and so I wear it quite often. I'm not an everyday wearer of anything, but that particular moldavite piece is my favorite. It's a simple wire wrap around one that reminds me of a sun shape. And mm-hmm. so I really like that piece. But I like to say that I do not have a favorite stone fluorite. I don't have a favorite stone fluorite. No favorite stone.
That's great.
What was the labradorite? I never heard of that one before. Can you describe and tell me some of it?
It is kind of a dark colored stone, but when you pick it up and look at it, it reflects the light in blue or gold. And so you'll see like this blue or gold flash in the surface of the stone. It's really incredible. It's like a cousin to moonstone, like rainbow moonstone. It's a dark color.
Is labradorite the same thing as spectralite?
Yes.
Or is there? Yeah, okay. Spectralite spheres were once very popular and very expensive. I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, they're very rare, too, now.
And if you come to Star Woman Crystals in Tempe, Arizona, you will, and you ask about the labradorite, here, we'll be happy to show you.
Oh, wow. See? Now, one of our listeners in the chat room, Janelle, is talking about how she likes chalcedony. And there are so many different varieties, I realize. But do you have any that are popular that you sell a lot of?
Well, you know, there's a couple different ways of pronouncing it, and we really don't care how people pronounce it because that's least of our challenges. So if I pronounce it differently, please bear with me.
No, you probably got it right.
If you look it up in the thing, it tells you there's a couple different ways of saying it. And I pronounce it chalcedony and or chalcedony. It changes, it depends on the day. But anyway, the chalcedony that we have right this minute is a light chalcedony that's like a quarter size of white, almost like a delicate flower. It's hard, swirling looking. And they're really wonderful pieces. And I oftentimes in classes, I'll give people a piece of that and not tell them what it is and let them do a meditation with it. And it's a very soft and kind and gentle stone.
Kind of a feminine
energy. And it has definite feminine energies. The other thing is we have had blue chalcedony at different times, and we've had a couple
purple.
Small pieces of purple chalcedony. It's not one that's properly asked,
usually
commonly
asked
for, but we certainly always carry some.
I once got piece that was a light blue that was druzy. You know what I mean by druzy, right? It had the little crystalline, it was formation, was like sugar all over the top of it. And they called it, I got it from, the bozos up in New England. They were calling it Avalonite. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I still have that piece. I like it very much. I love druzy pieces very much. What is it with that? What is the quality of the druze? What does it do? I think it amplifies the energy or the vibration of the stone.
I think that makes
perfect.
Thank you. Yes, we are experts in everything. Well, what we do is, every situation is different, but I think that with druzy, with it being a fine layer of small, tiny crystals, it looks tiny to us, but in actuality, they're huge crystals because we can actually see them. Most crystalline structure is microscopic, so for the fact that we get to see this brilliance of light reflecting back at us is also a part of the whole attraction to it because it reflects our own beauty. Oftentimes people don't see their own beauty, and when they're seeing something outside of themselves that is part of Mother Nature, and that's what we love also is all of this is Mother Nature, they're seeing the beauty that's within them. And that is an automatic attraction right there. But any time that we appreciate the attributes of a stone or a crystal or a gemstone or any part of Mother Earth, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's part of, you know, our tagline is connecting people with the wonders of Mother Earth. That's what we're all about.
That was that I haven't heard it said so lovely. That was wonderful. Wow. Now I have a question, and Nick, you jump in here if you think of anything too. I have a question. Have you ever heard of lavender rose quartz?
Yeah, you want some? Yes, we do have that in stock.
Wow, because, you know, I couldn't find it for a while. I have a couple of pieces that I got from a lady years ago when we had the shop. She used to sell something called Serenity Stones, and it was a bag that had a wonderful crystal in it and a piece of lavender rose quartz as meditation stones. And the lavender rose quartz just had such a beautiful vibration to it. It was really wonderful stuff. I keep one, actually, in my oil pitcher on my bench here, the oil I use that I take the jojoba and the rosehip seed mix as my base, I keep one in there as the vibratory quality to extend into that oil.
That sounds good. That's very nice, yeah.
Well, it's a gentle, loving feeling, and rose quartz is gorgeous too, and rose quartz crystals, if you find that, that's gorgeous too. But that lavender, I'm hooked on it. I'm so glad to hear you have it. And do you sell a lot of it? Do people look for it like I was?
It's kind of a hit or miss on some of it. You know, we have things in stock that are mentioned in a number of different books just because people tend to look in the books and say, oh, I need a fulgurite. Oh, I wonder where I can get that. Well, if they call us up, we say, yes, we have fulgurite, which is a stone that's formed when lightning hits the ground and it fuses the sand that's in the dirt. And so we have pieces of fulgurite here just because it's a lot of, sometimes people ask for it because they've either neither seen it or never seen it, or else they're looking for it and they can't find it anywhere else.
You all really are, you're like Dave Shannon, you're a real mineral store, aren't you?
Well, yes. We appeal to rock hounds and also metaphysical people. We like everybody. We do.
If I asked you if you had some wolfenite on hand, you do, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have one piece of wolfenite. That's not one that a lot of people ask for, but it is a beautiful mineral, too.
You know, we get it something. We know we're supposed to have it, but we know we're temporary caretakers. And it might take 7 years for somebody to come and pick it up. But, you know, we really don't know which one is going to go to who or when. You know, we just, okay, you're supposed to be, you know, in the, you know, and so we get it, you know.
Wow, that is so cool. You know, like the caretakers of the stones, passing them along, just like you said, your motto. That's really cool. I have a question.
Okay.
And if you could start with these two things. That, for instance, stones or crystals or anything for an artist to work with for creativity, as well as stones to tune in to your higher consciousness and functions, and then anything else you could think of.
Well, I always like to first mention to everybody that we very strongly believe that every stone is different for every person. And so that's first. Second of all, if somebody were to call or to come in, we are always open to helping assist and connect with their particular energies with finding their particular stones with that particular thing. But to answer your question in general, you were saying about it being for an artist creative type, as well as connecting them with their sense of source and the energies of source. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, the first thing is the natural connection would be an orange type of stone because of the creative centers of the connection to the chakras. And so to make it a generalization, I think that the carnelian combined with another stone, because in this particular question, it doesn't feel like it would be just one stone, because artists don't usually have one way of doing things. The artists that we know, their interests are so varied, and it's almost as if the color palette is even a limiting aspect of what they can do. You know how a color palette can take on hundreds of thousands of different types of colors. Well, the artists we know, that's almost a small amount to choose from. So I would say that in this particular question, the other stone would be an iridescent white type of stone. And Betty has an answer also.
I have a question first. Is this for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm kind of tuning into your energy just by talking to you, and that's how I approach the stones, is through energy. And I'm feeling peacock ore would work for you.
What's it called?
Peacock ore. It's kind of a blue iridescent, multicolored. It's kind of like got a sheen to it.
And kind of like
Kind of like iron pyrite. Not quite that bright yellow, though. But it was like color. That. Yeah, with color.
It has the color of the peacock's neck on it, the colorful peacocks, not white, but the colorful peacocks.
Wow.
So as you can tell, we come at things from two different approaches, and that's part of the balance. You had started off the show, Gwen, with the word balance, and that's what's really great about our Star Woman crystals. In Tempe, Arizona, we have a wonderful balance between the two of us, you know, and so it works out really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so funny because I've been drawn to orange, like, in the past few weeks. I got orange sneakers. My nails are now orange. I was looking at new orange shoes. I was like, what's going on with the orange? I was never really drawn to orange. So it's so funny that that's how you started. I was like, oh, and the orange.
Yep.
Cool.
It's funny because I have worn, for the last, I guess since we made our last trip in, our last medicine wheel journey was like 2005, and I picked up carnelian rings. In almost every store we went into, it was weird. I just did it, you know. And I'm still wearing them. I have them all over the place, and I wear them. And my other favorite is either Petersite or, of course, the ever-present Larimar around my neck.
Wow.
Do you wear Moldavite and Larimar at the same time?
I'm sorry?
Are you wearing a Moldavite and Larimar at the same time?
I have before, yes.
Did you float?
I'm a real grounded lady, I really am. But I hear what you're saying. You know, I have to ask you, and you may not know this stone, but if you do, I'm gonna do an Irish jig right here. it's called Herderite. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Put on your dancing shoes.
Oh, yeah, we even know how to spell it. Herderite. And
I think we have a page.
Really? I lost mine. You know, I only had a little piece. I got it from Dave Shannon at Tucson. And it took me right out of my body quicker than Moldavite ever thought of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and
he's not in business anymore, you know.
I know he's been gone for a while. I used to buy from him regularly for the shop, you know, when in between runs to Tucson in February. And he comes to mind so easily. My goodness, you guys, do you supply or you just sell, don't you?
We just sell retail. We don't really have enough of a supply to be able to wholesale stuff. Yeah, we've never been able to wholesale.
The Herderite was an unusual stone that I found. And at the same time, I found something really strange, little tiny crystals of cinnabar. Do you know what I'm speaking of?
Yep.
Those little, really tiny crystals of cinnabar. And I got the cinnabar to put my cash register. And the Herderite, I picked it up, and I immediately had a symbiosis with it. It took me places. I don't know how else to explain it fully. And I lost the stone. It was in my my medicine bag. And, of course, we all carry the medicine bag with stones so that we will gift them when the time comes. I realize that. That Herderite sort of walked away one day, and I never saw it leave.
Well, they kind of phase in and out sometimes. We've had that happen before, too, here, where you'd have one in your pocket, and then all of a sudden it'd be gone. And it's like, where did it go? You know, I've looked all over the house. I've looked all over the room where my clothes were and nothing. And then sometimes they come back, but sometimes they don't.
I really hear you. Do you sell cabochons or cut gemstones, anything like that, or is everything natural that you sell?
Once in a while, we have a real mix of polished and rough. It really depends upon the price point and things like that. Sometimes we could find a small cab of something or cabochon of something that we haven't been able to find rough, you know, and it's a real mix because, frankly, you know, somebody will say, hey, I'm interested in blah, 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 and then when they see it, they say, oh, that one's not mine. So then we have this piece of blah, 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 you know, and so it really is a mixture of polished and rough.
I'm interested to know whether you get requests for and you carry the laser-cut crystals that are called Vogels nowadays?
People are asking for them, and then we also love to show people what they are that don't have a clue. We really like the Vogel wands, and we always have at least one or two on hand. And so we like to show people, you know, what that is all about.
What is that all about, the Vogels?
Well, now this is not the official version because, you know, but this is the way I understand it. There was a gentleman called Marcel Vogel that worked for IBM years and years ago. He did a lot of research on the with the quartz crystals, if you were to polish it and shape it in specific ways, would that change the intensity or the energy coming out of them or the energy of them? And he did many, many experiments, and he came up with very specific shapes of what we call wands that actually have been proven scientifically that they enhance and strengthen the, you know, they're just so much more of an enhancer by its shape, along with the natural quartz aspect of enhancing energies. And so there's a variety of shapes that do that, and they're wonderful, wonderful tools to work with.
They're exquisite. They are exquisite. That's one time I can say the word and understand fully and apply it. They are exquisite. They work as a healer's tool with precision and sometimes do it. The other part of that is that I've had a Vogel crystal on my bench for the last 17 years, and I don't do anything with it but keep it, you know, clean and refreshed, and I consider that it's accounting for my time at the bench and gathering my story. That's what I was led to. I was guided to do that with it. And I have an old Vogel that I got from Steve Gomes. And when he was traveling and selling, he and Elijah were doing that still and throughout the country. And my Vogel is not cut the same way as the ones are now. It has a different cut to it. And you'd have to, you can see it clearly, but the feel of it is different too. But there isn't any one of the Vogel crystals that I've picked up that isn't exquisite as far as a tool or a crystal. They're extraordinary pieces. People who work with these stones and Earth Mother tools, if they get their hands on one, it's like jumping from primary school into a college course. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
You sure do. You sure do. And I want to also mention the subject of how things are named also. With Vogels, some people will say only from certain such and such a manufacturer or whatever is this actually a real Vogel. And then there's others that will treat it like scotch tape and cellophane tape. Most people will say it's scotch tape, you know, even though it's not scotch brand. And so there's a lot of things in this whole industry that is in that situation also, you know, because there's Vogels that are made by lots of different companies and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's every stone is different for every person, and we feel pretty strongly that, you know, it's up to the individual to find what works best for them. There's another example, and that's Herkimer's. It's a type of quartz that was originally found in Herkimer County, New York, and they're double terminated. And they call them Herkimer diamonds because if you have a bunch of tiny ones in your hand, it really looks like a handful of diamonds.
It does.
But then after that, they found them in China. They found them in Oaxaca, Mexico. They actually found them in Payson, Arizona. So there's a big debate on whether to call them Herkimers if they're found in other places. And, you know, it really varies from person to person. You know, I just like to mention that the Herkimers are all based on, you know, whether you call it a Vogel, it depends on the source. If you call it what or what, there's different names for different things.
I realize that, and I apologize about the dog alert, kitchen sink production here. I didn't realize that they had found Herkimers down in Oaxaca. That's just wonderful to hear. I love Herkimers, and they're so beautiful, and they're so potent. And you're so right about the Vogel cut crystals. It really, they all have their beauty and exquisite abilities. I was also going to ask you about zincite, because here's another stone that there's a lot of, you know, there was the original cache and now they're growing them type of. Can you put some clarity on zincite?
Well, the zincite story that I understand is, and again, no say I'm an expert, but we all have different understandings, because if you have 100 people, you'd have 100 different stories. But we were introduced to zincite by a gentleman from Poland. And in Poland, there was at least one smelter, I don't know if there were more, that it was a byproduct inside of a smelter. And these pieces were beautiful orange pieces that were just like spheres. And they're small and medium-sized spheres. And that's how we got it. And then doing more research, found that they have very tiny natural bits of natural zincite in New Jersey. But it's kind of funny. Some parts of New Jersey were kind of, outside was kind of like a smelter. But that's beside the point. the thing is that there were some deposits, or are, I don't know currently. But if you look on a website called mindat.org, that's MINDAT.org, it's really is the mineralogical database that's a phenomenal fount of knowledge that they give you the real deal on all the geological aspects of and mineralogical aspects of every mineral. And so I know that there's some natural zincite, but the people that you and I have contact with that are reading the books, they're actually more going to be finding zincite. Now, the current zincite source that we had from Poland, he said they were closing up the smelters for a few years to do a clean out. Well, that makes sense, but I don't always believe everybody when I hear that. Oh,
no.
They're going to be closing it out. But he was right, because for the last good 5 years, we haven't seen any new zincite come in. What we have and what we've seen is green zincite, and I believe it's the same type of process. I'm not exactly sure where, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I interrupted you. Please finish. I'm sorry.
But we currently have like three small, tiny orange pieces, and we have a variety of pieces of the green zincite. But that's how I understand the situation with zincite.
I was going to share Steve Gones brought us our first zincite crystals. He told us that he got them from an importer who brought them in, and what had happened was the chimney stacks on these smelting factories in Eastern Europe, one of the large zincite factories. For years, you know, they have no EPA over there, and for years and years, they had been smelting zincite raw like you find in New Jersey. And what happened was there was a fire in these chimneys in the smelting factory, a huge fire that was caused by these crystals that had formed and blocked the chimneys. And when they put the fire out, the chimneys fell through, and just huge amounts of these crystals broke free from it. There was a large load of them, and they came in a golden color, a green color, and an orange color. The orange being the more, you know, vibrant.
Well, that sounds entirely possible.
What are the properties of zincite? What are they about?
Boy, that's a good question. I think it's really different from the green to the orange. I haven't seen the golden that I'm aware of. When the last time I checked in on the orange zincite, I was thinking about how powerful it would be for people with not only base chakra, but sacral chakra, how with them being in spheres, it's like almost as if there was laser-type energy with that. And it would be something not for the mamby-pamby situation, but it would be more for really direct, very specific problems that people would have in that area. And then there would be individual situations where if, you know, somebody's energy needed zincite, then I think then that would come up in a reading or something like that. But it's not a real common stone to have come up in a situation. I think it's both the green and the orange would be very unusual situations for those stones to be necessary for people.
I've carried a pretty good sized. I have like a 6-inch, very thin but very heavy. You know they're heavy. Zinkite crystals, I've had it for years. I carry that in my medicine bag, and that's the one I wrap up with the Moldavite.
You have a 6-inch zincite?
Yeah, if you go to my page on Facebook for Daughters of Isis, it's actually on my page.
I'll take a look. That's for sure.
I don't know how well you. Yeah, you can see it pretty well.
I haven't thought of looking for stones on your website.
it's just, you know what I did? I used it as a prop, you know, in a picture. Just a picture. And there are five Mayan oils all set out, and the zincite crystal spans the whole of all those bottles.
Well, and speaking of bottles, I'd want to remind all of the listeners that StarWomanCrystals.com and StarWoman Crystals, we want to offer a special, and that is the Daughters of Isis Money Mist Spray. If you are to order that from us, we will give you a 10% off discount for that special. And you would contact us through email, and that's found on our website, StarWomanCrystals.com, or you can find us through our Facebook page on Facebook.
Very good, very good.
So could someone send you an email or Facebook and ask you, like, kind of, like, what I asked, like you said, to work with somebody's energy? They say, this is what's happening with me. What do you suggest? And kind of like how Gwen does, would you do that?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we to have people like us on Facebook, and it's three words, star, STAR, woman, WOMAN, crystals, CRYSTALS, and we're found on Facebook, and please like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
I think that's wonderful that you're offering a special on Money Mist. If your usual customers are listening, I'll bet you get a run.
record, you know, Gwen does do that too with Daughters of Isis. You can call her up and you can say, I'm looking for X, Y, and Z, and she goes, boom, bam, boom. It's fantastic. I love that kind of customer service with especially these things that a lot of us, even if we know a little or a lot of a little, there's still so much to learn. So thank you both, all of you, all three of you, for doing this for the people.
Well, it's all about connecting. That's, you know, what we're all about. And, you know we can't do it alone, and we also know we're all one. And so that's the cooperation and the working together for each other's mutual success.
Great.
There you go. Well, can I ask you, ladies, is there one stone that you have seen a lot of in the last year since the beginning of 2012 that people are resonating with more than any other stone? Is there that kind of phenomenon going on?
No. And
okay.
I'd love to say yes, and the thing is that this year we're going through a run of newbies again. Every several years we get a lot of people that are new to the whole metaphysical, and they're trying to find themselves, and how do they define themselves through this whole process of inner spiritual exploration and how do crystals and stones and aromatherapy and massage, how does all of this fit together into their life and how do they find themselves through this? And so when people come over, oftentimes the first time is a two-hour visit just to get to know each other so that we can network and so that we can help each other. And the stones are very different for people. You know, we get a call, somebody calls to come over, and then they just buy a set of chakra stones because that's what they heard about. And so they pick out their tumbled stones and they buy a little tiny bag and they're on their way. Or somebody stays and they visit and they find that they like seraphinite. Or we have a stone that most places don't have, and that's purple tourmaline. And
wow.
The purple tourmaline is really, really interesting stuff. And a bunch of our pieces have some blue tourmaline with it, you know, on the same piece. And at some point in the future,
beautiful.
We're going to be polishing it. But we don't have the polished pieces, but we do have a very nice collection of $8 to hundreds of dollars in individual pieces of purple tourmaline. And we really highly recommend people giving that a try because it came to us in a really unusual way. And so we're very proud to be able to offer it and see what the feedback is.
That sounds extraordinarily beautiful. I'd love to see. You should put a picture of that on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
You know, when we get to the polishing part, you know, rough stones don't always look like, you know, when somebody can hold it and feel it, then that's a whole different thing than putting up a picture because pictures, they just don't do it until when it gets pretty, you know how that is. You know, if it's sparkly and pretty, that's a whole different thing. So when we get a sparkly, a polished one, then we'll be able to take off. But rough, it looks like a rough purple tourmaline.
Cool. I have one more question, if you don't mind, Gwen.
Oh, I'd love it.
Nice. So what are some of the ways that you suggest people work with any of your stones?
Develop a relationship. Yeah, develop a relationship with your stones. I mean, you can find, I always like to tell people, you can find your most powerful stone out in the parking lot in the back of Denny's restaurant. You know, it doesn't matter where or what stone it is. If you want to have help in any particular aspect of your life, look for what you're attracted to. You know, there might be a heart-shaped stone that you find on a hike. It might be a stone you found in a crystal shop that costs whatever. The thing is that develop a relationship with it. Connect with it. Find out what it says to you or how do you feel holding that stone. There's a lot of different ways of connecting. And then go from there with what your intentions are. That stone doesn't have anything else to do. It doesn't have to shovel the snow. It doesn't have to pay the bills. It doesn't have to do the paperwork. The only thing it has is to connect with you and to assist you in your journey. Mother Earth is here to help us. And I would just say find a way of connecting and go from there on your journey.
And I'm sure finding out about the stone and different things is helpful as well, yeah, after that.
It depends upon the person. Some people, they do better on their own, and some people, they really like to read up as much as they can and pick out what fits. I'm all for either way.
Right.
Before we're out of time here, which we've only got a few minutes, I did want to ask about when do you all carry what they call Boji stones?
We have one pair of Boji stones left.
Okay. I find them incredibly helpful, especially for balancing.
Yeah.
Both they're pretty interesting.
I'm sorry?
They're called bogey stones?
Bogey stones.
Bogey.
Where did you find yours? Did you find them with Karen Gillespie, or did you find them elsewhere?
Well, we found a vendor that had them available for sale, and so it was funny. I haven't bought bogey stones in tons of years, and and so I felt them, and I went, oh, my God, I can actually feel these. So I bought a couple pair and then sold one already, and then I'm waiting to see who gets the second pair.
Wow, very cool.
But at the time, if I could have bought 10 pair, I would have. But I, you know how budgets are.
Sure.
And I want to remind you to use your Daughters of Isis money mist and pour it on your threshold, in your pocketbook, everywhere you can.
Yeah, thank you, lady. I really appreciate that. After the show, I am going to do that. We've got about 5 minutes left, and I did want to remind everyone who is listening in or who will later on that we have September 22nd, Saturday, is the fall equinox, Maybon. And for me and for Nick, it'll be at 11:49 a.m. I believe that's Halifax, Nova Scotia, but that's Eastern, isn't it? Nova Scotia?
Yeah, good question.
I think it is. And it's going to be a fast one. It's going to be a fast one, but it is coming here. So on Saturday, you know, we have equal day for night. We have the opportunity in attunement with or alignment or resonance with our Earth Mother to find some balance and to anchor it in our life throughout the winter season. And it's been a real rodeo show this year, folks. So, you know, hang on to your balance. Ladies, do you have any other, I would love for you to tell people one more time how to find you so that they can see what you have and give you some business.
Well, thank you very much, Gwen. And I'm doing all the talking right now because Betty had to attend to something in the household. But the website is starwomancrystals.com. And our Facebook page, that's how we love our out-of-town and everybody to help support us with Star Woman Crystals on Facebook. And we just started Twitter. We try to send out six-word messages, a six-word message each day. And that is on Twitter, it's Star Woman XTLS. And that was our abbreviation for crystal. So it's Star Woman XTLS. And we are happy to answer emails. You can send it to info@starwomancrystals.com. And that's where a lot of times people will send us a question. Anybody that wants to get on our weekly email list where we send out emails of our events and our announcements, that's through our email. So you would send it to your request to be on our email list at info@starwomancrystals.com. And all of our addresses and our phone numbers are on our website. And I believe on the Facebook page, too.
Okay, we're down to 1 minute. So I want to thank you guys, Sherry, Betty, Nick. Thank you. Hello to your mom for me. Sometime this week we'll get busy with that. And happy Maybon to everybody out there. Sherry, Betty, thank you so much. I hope you'll come back and spend some time and talk about stones and crystals with us again. And that's our show for tonight, folks. So There you go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to both of you, and thank you to everyone listening. We're very, very grateful, and we're very grateful to be in the here and now.
I would mirror that. I would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's our show for tonight. This has been The Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry and Sherry and Betty at Star Woman Crystals.
Yay!
Okay, ladies, we're still recording, but we're not live. I want to thank you so much for coming on, and that was really wonderful information. That was a fun show. That was a fun show.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Did the hot water heater arrive?
Yeah, the turbo rang. It was the hot water heater. And Betty's attending to that because, you know, they got to take out the old one, put in the new one.
Wow. I hear you. Well, I'll let you go. And, Nick, I will talk to you later. And that's it. Everybody, thank you. You listened on further you know where to find us. So that's our show for this evening. And ta-ta for now.
Thanks so much, Gwen. And thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. Great. Thank you both. Good night.
Good night. Good night.